So what if state polls show that Rudy Giuliani could come in second, third, or worse in the first states to vote in January? He intends to clean up on February 5th, when voters in 22 states cast their ballots. A lot of the February 5th states are big: New York, New Jersey, and California, where Giuliani campaigned earlier this week.
How are you? Good to see you. Thank you very much.
On Tuesday, Giuliani was at an upscale burger joint in Santa Monica called The Counter. You could say it was standing room only, but people were packed in so tight there wasn't even any room left to stand. Jeff Wright had been lucky enough to show up early and snag a seat at the counter.
I just stopped by to get a burger with a friend, and the next thing you know, there's a press conference.
Not that he got to hear any of it. That's because Giuliani stood with his back to the crowd, facing the reporters and TV camera operators who were crammed into a back corner.
So we'll say a few words and answer a few questions, as long as you're all here.
This is the standard ritual for Giuliani's campaign stops. He greets local supporters, poses for pictures, signs autographs, but only talks policy, briefly, with reporters. Eventually, the crowd ignored the spectacle and talked among themselves. Regardless, a poll out just this week shows Giuliani with a 9-point lead in California. So while some candidates have got to do well in Iowa and New Hampshire and so on, Giuliani isn't one of them, according to his campaign manager, Michael Duhaime, speaking after the Republican debate in Des Moines this week.
Ultimately, the nominee is going to be the person who has the most delegates at the end of the day. So we've looked at all the states, how many delegates they have, how they proportion their delegates, and how each state plays into that.
Well, it's a calculated risk by Giuliani,
says Republican pollster Glenn Bolger.
Because it's awfully hard to claim momentum if you don't actually have any.
On the other hand, no Republican may have undeniable momentum coming out of the early contests, says Jack Pitney, a Republican political analyst and professor at Claremont McKenna College.
You could easily see a scenario in which Huckabee wins Iowa, Romney wins New Hampshire, Fred Thompson chugs some Red Bull and is able to come back in South Carolina, and therefore we get to February 5th and there's no clear leader. In that case, Giuliani can grab all the marbles.
Anyway, says Pitney, Giuliani didn't have much of a choice in strategies. The former mayor of the Big Apple, Yankee fan and opera lover, isn't a good fit with the early voting states.
It's just very incongruous to picture Rudy Giuliani in a cornfield. The mind boggles at that image.
And if Giuliani is left behind in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, he could be resurrected soon after by a strong showing in the January 29th primary in Florida, says pollster Glenn Bolger.
I mean, it's considered a cousin of New York, and of course he's from New York, so there's a lot of ties between the two states.
And so this weekend, when the other candidates are in frigid Iowa or New Hampshire, Rudy Giuliani will be campaigning in the Sunshine State. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.